on the Pasuk, when they find themselves by the Yamsuf, Paroi pursuing, no place to go, the Yamsuf in front of them. It sounds like the sides, they couldn't go either, they didn't know what to do. And the Klal Yisrael is crying out to Hashem. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Eilai, Dabra El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisou. So the Sipurnu says, Ki Omnam Hu Hoyo B'chlal V'Yitzaku B'nei Yisrael El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was also included in those that cried out to Hashem to help them. It sounds like he's surprised by that. But he explains, Omnam Tzakas Moshe Lo Hoyso Miyiras Paro B'chelot. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't afraid of Paroi and the armies. Hashem told him that he's going to go out of Mitzrayim and the Geula is going to come and not to be afraid. And he wasn't afraid of Paroi and his armies. Ki kvar higili Yisrael es mapeles hamitzrim misosom. He already, not only did he know, but he told the Klal Yisrael that this is what's going to happen. Lo yisoy sifo leroysim oid ad oylam. Hashem yilochem lochem. That's it. Hashem will fight the battle for us. And there's nothing to worry about. Moshe Rabbeinu certainly wasn't crying out because he had any doubts about the fact that Hashem would fight the battle for them and Paroi would not be able to destroy them. Aval hoyso tzakosoi al meri Yisrael sheheizu pneihem beomrom hamibli en kforim. He said his crying out to Hashem was on this, I guess, some type of merit of rebelliousness that the Klal Yisrael had the hoza, had the chutzpah to say hamibli en kforim b'mitzrayim. They said, "Amnibli and Kfarim Mitzrayim lekachtonu lomus ba'midbar." There were not enough graves in Egypt that you had to take us out to die here in the midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, and that was very disturbing to him. For choshav bishvil ze shlo yishmu uloy lehikones bayam. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that people that could say "Amnibli and Kfarim b'Mitzrayim." And he says they're not gonna listen to him to go into a Yamsuf. The Yamsuf is raging. It's dangerous. They're gonna drown there. There's no rational reason to assume that anything else than drowning. And he says they're not going to listen to him. People who say Amibli ain't Kvorim, that they had such an attitude. So he thought for sure they're not going to listen, and that was why he was crying to Hashem. Lefika chomaloi matitzak elai. Therefore, Hashem answered his tzeoka, and he says, "What are you crying to me? Ki omnam ato choyshed b'ksheirim." He says, "You're choyshed b'ksheirim. You're choyshed in Klal Yisrael that they're not going to go into the Yam. Dabar el bnei Yisrael v'yisou." Lo yamru es picho. Speak to them, tell them to go, they'll go, and they will not defy that which you tell them to do. So that's the way the Sipurnu learns that the Matitzak Eilai is specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu, not because he was crying out together with the rest about the fear of Paroi, but rather he was crying with the fear that they would not listen to him to go into the Yamsuf because of the fact that they said this Hamibli en Kforim b'Mitzrayim. And then the Sipurnu says that when Hashem says Matitzak Eilai, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, you're choshev b'ksheirim. He says, how could you be choshev to the Klal Yisrael that they're not going to listen to you to go into the Yamsuf? So when you think about it, it sounds a little bit strange. Klal Yisrael saw unbelievable nisim in Mitzrayim. They came out of Mitzrayim, and they already, the Pasuk says, Vashem hoylich lefnehem, yoimom ba'amud onon, v'lan choysim haderech, v'layla ba'amunesh lohoyer lehem, lolechas yoim v'layla, lo yomish emur amud onon b'yoimom, da'amunesh layla b'fnehom. They already had the Anani HaKovid. They had the Amud, the Onon, and then they had the Amud Esh ba'layla. They were protected by day, they were protected by night, they were led through the, they saw such hashgocha, the Yad Hashem protecting them, not only all the miracles that happened in Egypt, but they saw the continuation of these miracles. So there's no seichel to think that he took us out of Mitzrayim now to die here in the Midbar. Look, he's protecting you. He's, by daytime, maybe it was air conditioned through the Anani Yaakov. By night, there was heat. you know, Amud Eish, to keep them warm. The desert conditions were defied by the Hashkochas Hashem. So they see that he's with us just like he was in Mitzrayim, just like he brought it about until now. And certainly Hashem doesn't lack any koiches. If he could turn the water of Mitzrayim to dam, he could do anything here with the... I mean, what in the world is going on? And yet they say, Amibli en kvorim b'Mitzrayim. They thought, that's it, we're here to die. They couldn't imagine, after everything they saw, that the Klal Yisrael is anything other than the Klal Yisrael is here to die. So, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, he said, wow, this is a real problem. Because if after everything that they saw, they still have this negative attitude, so there's nothing to talk about. So these people are certainly not going to go into the Yam. They're so far, they're so removed from that, because with everything they saw, they could still make such a rebellious statement. So Moshe Rabbeinu is crying to Hashem. He says, help me. He says, they're not going to listen to me. What am I going to do? And yet Moshe Rabbeinu is accused of being Cheshe B'Ksheirim. He says, no. So Vaisto is there. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu had grounds to assume that they're not going to do it. Because if you could say, Hamibli en Kvorim b'Misraim, such a terrible, whatever it really meant on their lofty level, but, you know, the Lokachtonu Lomus Bamidbar, there was some element of fear that they're going to die here in the Midbar, despite everything they saw in Mitzrayim, and despite the Hashgochos of the Anani Akova, the Amud Eish, which is protecting them as they speak and as they go. So, Moshe Rabbeinu certainly had grounds to cry out to Hashem, and he's asking Hashem, you know, please. He say, please. What am I going to do? They're not going to. And it's a responsible leader who would be mispalel, and he's concerned, and his love for them is turning him to Hashem to ask, please help me. What's going to happen? But yet he was Cheshe B'Ksheirim. So Vaisto is that the Klal Yisrael can never be underestimated. In other words, even though the picture was so clear to Moshe Rabbeinu, that having seen everything they saw, and having been now further engaged with the Anani Yaakovit and the Amud Eish, and they should certainly know that the Hashgochas Hashem is with them. And if they could say, Amibli ein kvorim b'Mitzrayim, so there's a rational reason to say, it's not going to happen. Certainly rational enough to be able to call, to have to call out to Hashem to help them. But it seems that, no, Yechoyshe B'Ksheirim, because this is, what do you mean? They said, Amibli ein kvorim b'Mitzrayim. They should have known better. They said, Lokachtonu Lomus B'Midbor. That's Ksheirim. It seems that the Klal Yisrael, no matter what they fall into, to assume that because of that, that they're not going to respond to a directive from Moshe Rabbeinu, that to a directive from Das Torah, to a directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Das Torah, through Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Cheshed B'Ksheirim. They're called, Legabi, the new thing, they're still Ksheirim. Yeah, okay, they had a weak moment, and they certainly shouldn't have been concerned about Hamibli ein kvorim b'Mitzrayim, and the Hashgocha that they continued to see as they left Mitzrayim certainly should have strengthened them, and they should have been beyond saying such a thing. No matter how terrible, or he calls it Mary. They rebelled. They were rebellious. You take a person who's rebellious against Hashem. He saw everything, and he could say such a terrible thing. And yet, no. And what did I do? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't condemn them. He cried to Hashem. The Yitzoku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was included. Ki omnam hu hoya bichlal la Yitzoku. He was also crying for a little bit of a different reason. So that's already Cheshe B'Ksheirim. Because the Klal Yisrael has such godless that despite the momentary lapse of the worst order, of the greatest merit to say Hamibli en kvorim b'Mitzrayim l'kachtonu lomus b'Midbor, as they stand in the Anani Yaakovit, as their Hashgocha is protecting them miraculously, we have a whole Yontif just to celebrate the miracles of that Hashgocha, and they could fall to that level, yet Yechoyshe B'Ksheirim. No, there's no, not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can have momentary lapses, but they do not they do not reach the core of their essence. And the manig should know that when you'll be daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisoru v'yisou lo yamru espicha, you'll be able to do it. And I just think that, obviously on different levels, but this really could be a lesson, you know, to parents and a lesson to mechanchim and mekaravim and mashpiim, that sometimes we look at the situation and it seems so, after everything, after all that, you had such an education, you know so much, you saw so many miracles, you saw such hashgacha protis, and you made such terrible rebellious statement. Like, certainly, maybe we should, I don't know, certainly I got a daven for you. It's very suspect, it's very reasonable to assume that you're going to continue to rebel and you're not going to listen to what? To Moshe Rabbeinu or to the leader saying, Dabar Lei Yisrael V'so, not to something simple. No, go into a raging sea as the sea is still raging. And that's it. But that's what Klal Yisrael is all about. And we can't underestimate them and we can't take from one slip up or one significant massive statement of rebellion in the midst of the greatest hashgacha, so unjustified, so irrational, but that doesn't reflect on who they are. If you don't recognize that the words Dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'yisou coming from Moshe Rabbeinu, coming from Torah, that those words will reach the heart, then you're called a cheshed b'ksheir.